Jesse, let's visit kickoff here with all your reps here at Pioneer. Give us an idea. This is a chance to start looking into 2025. What's going to be the focus?
Well, as soon as 2024 ends, we run right into 2025. So we got our sales kickoff today, and this is kind of where we launch our sales season with our reps. A few of the things we're really excited about for next year, obviously number one is Z-Series Enlist soybeans, really that next step change in genetics and yield and agronomics within the Enlist system. We're excited about that. And also we're getting into PowerCore Enlist corn. That's another big advancement that we're moving from AM to PowerCore. And then also we're bringing some better pod shatter canola. So there's some really three exciting things that we're going to be talking about here today.
Educate me on that PowerCore.
So the PowerCore Enlist, we went from our AcreMax, we're going to PowerCore Enlist platform, and really it's about yield protection and flexibility. So all our newest best genetics with our best yields is in PowerCore Enlist. You also get Enlist tolerance and FOP tolerance in combination with Roundup and glufosinate tolerance, so there's some extra herbicides there. And then we went to three BT proteins above ground, so we get some extra insect protection above ground. So that's a whole new trait platform that we're moving to. We got about three new products this year, and then everything we advance from here on out will be Power Corn List.
Of course, we're still focused on this 24 crop. On corn, how do you see that we've come through pollination? How do you see this crop looking at this point?
Well, we're still entering pollination. Some are out there, R2, maybe R3. We're a little bit behind, but it's not overly concerning. You know, we've had some heat to catch us up. You know, if we can pollinate in the month of July, we usually got a good shot of making black layer by October, and then hopefully get good dry down days. So feels like there's a pretty good crop out there. We're going to need some heat through October to finish everything, but I think we got a pretty good shot.
It does seem like these crops are a bit uneven just because of the kind of crazy start we had.
Yeah, you look at, you know, some of the early stuff is really nice, even stands, but then we got into ponding water, standing water, replant, so there's a lot of unevenness in there, and we will see some of that in the combine. There's going to be some of those lower areas that they might catch up at tasseling and you don't see them, but when you go through and combine them, you'll realize, you know, throughout the year there are probably plants that were behind.
What are we seeing with the soybean crop?
Soybean crop looks pretty good. Some is behind from some of the late planting, so I think it, you know, the things we're looking at right now, we're seeing some insect pressure come in, especially some aphids. More and more every day, we're seeing some guys spraying for insects. White mold's always a concern. We've had some really dewy mornings. We're kind of setting the stage for maybe a white mold here. So haven't seen a lot yet, but fully expecting in some areas to see some of that. But overall, the key thing is to have moisture going into August when you're filling pods, and we've got that in a lot of areas. So that looks pretty promising as well.